And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor, would you like some cheese with that wine?
My little body is aweary of this great world. Portia blurts that out early on in The Merchant of Venice, and it's one of my favorite Shakespeare quotes. Being something of a blurter myself, I empathize with both her method of expression and her sentiment. Frankly, I'm disgusted with having to be in this mood, though. Here it is spring. Life should be full of beauty and promise. But my mood is one of a great big whine, a springtime slump. In general, I'm opposed to whining, in both myself and others. Well, especially in others. In our family, we are more from the pull up your socks and get on with it school. Don't just whine, do something. But I seem to be in a season of being tired of having to do something. By this age, which certainly is greater than I ever thought that I would achieve, I just want to rest on my laurels and not have to be so challenged anymore. Remember, I'm the person who had the career goal of lying on the bed reading books. Society, or at least what passes for such, is the cause of my mood. Sadly, it's not genteel society, but society writ large, the whole mass of us, that is at the root of my whininess. You look around and all of us are at one another's throats due to difference of opinion regarding how the societal ship should be steered. It's not just major things causing frustration. Even the tiniest little thing is a struggle. Just attempt to converse with someone via telephone about yet the smallest thing, and first you have to fight your way over the hurdle created by the dreaded phone tree. Alternatively, if you are fortunate enough to actually reach another human, one of my favorite non-thinking questions well may greet you. Would you mind if I place you on hold? What? What an idiotic question. Nobody wants to be on hold. We just want to resolve our issue now. See what I mean? It just begs your little body to be aweary. And so far, I'm just trotting out the inconsequential stuff. The really big stuff, important things, politics, pro-choice versus anti-choice, gun control, climate change, health care, hunger, and immigration are just a few topics where most of us have dug in and are intractable. Not since World War I, a senseless exercise if ever there was one, an entire generation of young men killed because of a domino setup of self-serving national treaties to protect a broken-down aristocracy, have we been so entrenched? Just like then, here we are within shouting distance, taking aim at one another, going for each other's throats. It's a setup for a mood that doesn't breed much civility, and after a while, it starts to suck the life out of you and leave you a puddle of whining weariness. Then, in the downward spiral, it becomes even more difficult to motivate yourself to pull up your socks and get on with much of anything except maybe a stellar career in whining. No wonder it's been suggested that we are a society of the self-absorbed. Now here's the part where, were I someone of great knowledge and diplomacy, I would trot out a suggestion to make this rotten state of affairs go away. Sadly, not going to happen. The best that this blurter has got is to suggest that you think about the problem and maybe come up with something to get the correction mechanism in gear. I would be so grateful to have nothing more to whine about. Then, in this promising almost springtime, when I saw the return of civility and genteel society, I would say thank you and stop whining and quietly and unawarily go back to lying on the bed reading books. What a relief. As a closer, this is Jeanette Sadler-Taylor, whining for dollars during this WVPE membership campaign. Call now with your gift, please. It'll be good for society.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you
can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now.
The way they always do when you're riding.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.